See terms of use.
Mind and your body around. Be thinking about what it is that's good and healthy for this day. It's Memorial Day 2011. There are some things that I'm looking at DougStephan.com that hopefully will help you today. You can find out everything you need to know about the National Memorial Day Parade, where you can watch it if you can't see it live. Fun things that are going on. This is a story that got me today, Jennifer. You know how I am appreciative of women and what they do. There's certain things. Richie teases me sometimes because the physical attributes of a woman that I'm finding myself attracted to or find appealing are women who are physically in shape. I use Andrea Metcalf as a good example, and I use Pam Popper, who's joining us now, as a good example of that. I also am looking at the story at DougStephan.com today, the 74-year-old woman, this female bodybuilder, who has, as we cleverly put it on the story, muscled her way into the Guinness Book of Records. This woman, who's 74, as I say, Ernestine Shepherd is her name. She can bench more than her own weight and always has. She's been competing with women half of her age at muscle shows. She has this little itty-bitty Lycra outfit. This woman's 74 years old. She's the featured record holder in the Guinness Book of World Records, which is due out this fall. She says, I feel better and younger now and look better. She only took this up 20 years ago. She's not been doing, you know, you see a lot of these women who have been doing this religiously, not the steroid users, but they have been at it since they were teenagers, and they've stuck with it into their 30s, their 40s, their 50s, their 60s. And now this lady, who didn't start it until she got sick, as a matter of fact, she has done an extraordinary job with her body. And I don't know whether, Pam, you saw this over the weekend or not. It's at DougStephan.com, the story of this lady, the 74-year-old. And it may be that to stay in shape, you don't have to lift weights. You don't have to become muscular. But it certainly, in this sense, adds a little fuel and respect to the idea that women, as well as men, need to have muscle. You don't have to look like a man. I think that's the thing that happens a lot of times. Women who become very muscular who don't use drugs, and the way they look versus women who are using drugs is quite a difference. But holding your skeleton together, and that in itself for longevity is most necessary, because your body starts falling apart. And if you don't have something to hold it together, you're a kaputsky. So, why are you chuckling? Pam Popper is here from...
I just love the word. I like the word.
What?
I like the choice of words, kaputsky.
Kaputsky. Yeah, well, I think that, you know, when you get right down to brass tacks, you and I have actually never met, so it's interesting because we do all these radio programs with all these folks who become our friends, and rarely do we meet, or even sometimes, like Rich and I are only together two or three times a year. Jennifer and I probably see each other more than anybody else who's on the program. Maybe Roberta and I spend some time together, but some of the folks that I have on as experts, I am intrigued by your message and therefore open to having you and encouraging you to explain your message on the program, but we never meet. So I don't know whether you're a practitioner of this or not, whether you in your real life feel that it's important to have muscle, and are you doing that? I mean, the things, the message that you present in your work is beyond what is average, beyond what is, the everyday message is, okay, eat well and, you know, once in a while go off the reservation. But your business in the Wellness Center there in Columbus, the Wellness Forum, is much more poignant than that as far as food, but I don't know what you teach people about their bodies.
Well, same. We're very much into exercise. And the first thing I want to say is we do go beyond average, because I tell people all the time, you do not want to be average in a country of sick people. And
no.
That's where we live right now. So,
yeah. So
don't aim for average, aim for excellent. But while I would agree that some of my colleagues say diet trumps all, and I agree, you got to get that straightened around first. But the human body was meant to move, and you really have to pay attention to exercise. And for one thing, it makes weight control easier. But the other thing, and this is very, very important, is as people age, you mentioned, you know, the body will just naturally fall apart with aging, and it will. But if you are aggressive about exercise, you end up in a situation where that doesn't have to happen. And so I look at a couple of my colleagues, for example, Caldwell Esselstyn, Colin Campbell. These men are 77 years old. S rides his bike every day, and Colin is still running. These are people that live really healthy, full, vibrant lives because they've got great balance, coordination, stamina, musculature. And I think that's the kind of life people want to enjoy as they get older. It's not a life of being infirm and confined to a nursing home. Well, you know, you've got to have a strong body to live that way.
Yeah.
So for those reasons, we encourage the exercise. I own a gym and a yoga studio, so that tells you how much importance I place on all this stuff.
You own a gym that's for people that are following the wellness forum's lifestyle suggestions. Is that
it? Yeah,
it's a private
gym. It's not one of those places where people just come in and out. You're in there with your trainer, and we do some group sessions and private sessions, and we train some professional athletes there too.
Uh-huh.
And then we have a hot yoga studio. It's 105 degrees in the room and 40% humidity, so
Ooh. It's
really aggressive yoga.
I thought when you were saying it's hot because of the things that are going on there, but it's hot because it's hot.
Well, that too.
Yeah.
That too.
Yeah. All right, so now how much time for fess up, how much time does Pam Popper spend in there in yoga, or how much do you spend in your own gym walking the walk, as it were?
Oh, I exercise like almost every day. Mm-hmm. I mean, out of a 30-day month, I miss maybe a couple days, but I run, I lift weights, I teach yoga, and I train people to do those things, and then I go to the yoga classes as often as I can, and I teach those classes, so it's an everyday thing, and my happiest days are when I can do a couple things, like run in the morning and do yoga at night or something of that nature. I can't always do that because of scheduling, but I've often thought I could be a professional athlete where your only job is just to work out,
right,
eat, and sleep.
Yeah.
You know, because I like it.
You like that. What is there's a running in the morning, yoga in the evening. It's probably another verse of that song or something.
And then another thing we do in the hot room that's really fabulous is we have a strength and conditioning class in the hot room. So you can go into that hot, sweaty room and lift weights and do plyometrics and that kind of stuff too.
See, that's the thing. It isn't just the muscle and what it does to hold the body together, but it's so much more fun. I say that to people, and maybe my own prejudice comes from being strong as a kid growing up on the farm. I did lots of things that I didn't know I wasn't supposed to. Like at a young age, lifting 50, 60, 70-pound bags of grain, bales of hay, jugs of milk that weighed 90 pounds. And that's
your
what
back.
What I did, Richie, was not lift them because nobody ever taught me. So
right.
I became the strongest kid. I was by far the strongest kid in my high school, no matter how much anybody weighed or football players or anything. But I wrecked my back by the time I was 18 because I didn't lift with my legs. Nobody taught me how to do, so I lifted with my back, and yeah, the rest of me, my shoulders and arms and stuff were strong, but it, you know, you've got to have, if you're learning, and it ought to be something that parents are teaching their kids. Richie, I take my hat off to him. He's got his kid involved in Taekwondo, and that sort of stuff is good to teach children early on. It's so important to be physical, you know, and you said it, Pam, so well a few minutes ago, when the world is sort of telling you or ignoring you, either telling you that you're wrong or just they ignore what's going on. More and more people, I think the good thing is there are two camps. The ones who follow the kind of stuff that you do at Wellness Forum and are and the sorts of things that Andrea Metcalf teaches as another person who's on this program all the time, and the doctors and stuff that we have here to talk about, and those who completely ignore all of that stuff. And there's not much in between anymore. It's like either it's almost the haves or have-nots or the do's and the don'ts. Do you know what I mean?
Right. I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. And back to what you said about, you know, kids participating. One of the strongest influences on kids and their, how much importance they place on all this stuff is the example that parents set. So the best thing that a parent can do is not only get their kids active in some of these things, but if they're fit and active and they eat well, kids tend to follow their parents' behavior.
Yep.
And so we have to set better examples as adults. And, you know, I talk to people sometimes that are kind of frustrated. They've tried to tell other people how to eat and all this sort of thing. I tell them, listen, you've got to become the model of the behavior. You've got to look like you practice healthy habits. You've got to get this right yourself and then start influencing other people, because we have a lot of people telling everybody what to do that don't necessarily look like they're following the plan.
I'm writing a book. I'm not getting too far on it, but my daughter tells me she's going to be pushing me this summer to get it done, called Do As I Say, Not As I Do. And from that book, you know, from our lives, we say, all right, this is how you ought to do it. And then we go do something else ourselves. And you're right. The environment that children grow up in is what completely predicates who they are, what their life is going to be like, and how it is that they will live. And if they're around a great example, then they will follow in that tradition, I think, most 9 times out of 10. If you're around a bad example, whether it's smoking and drinking and not exercise, whatever it is, eating the wrong stuff, that's what you're going to value.
Right, exactly. And it's really pervasive. We have to look at the messages we send to kids in so many ways. I mean, and this goes on to another topic we can spend a whole show on or a series of shows. When we look at what kids eat in school, you know, when you're letting a kid have chicken nuggets and Mountain Dew all day in school, you're basically saying, we think this is okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, without ever saying it, just the fact that it's available at school says this is an all
right
thing
to
do.
Right, it's
okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I will tell you.
Then we're shocked at these kids that they're overweight and diabetic at the age of 7. Well, we've programmed them to be that way.
There's a book that you might be interested in if you've not heard about it, Pam. It's by David Goldbeck. It's called The ABCs of Fruits and Vegetables and Beyond. And basically, there are most of the book is devoted to what we're talking about here, children and their attitude toward fruits and vegetables. There are like 600 different stories that come about as a result of this book and getting children interested in vegetables at an early age, basically asking the parents to create a sense of ownership. And that when you're making food in the kitchen, have it be a family sort of a time, and understand, you know, this book has all kinds of stuff in it about shopping tips and things to teach your children as you go to the store. And why is it not that difficult? Hello?
It's not that difficult. The problem is that we've just drifted away so much from it, and we have a lot of mistaken notions. Kids are going to outgrow their bad eating habits. Yeah. That, you know, you've got this whole thing. We don't want government to be the food police. Getting back to this message we send in the schools and the whole nine yards. But you know, there are some situations that are not so black and white. But when it comes to health and eating and things that are important, a lot of these situations are pretty black and white. There's a right way and a wrong way to do it.
Yeah.
And we just need to get focused on what's important. And I tell in my book, in the section on children's health, one of the things I say is that, you know, parents know to be mindful of grades. I mean, if a kid's grades start to slip, you're doing something about it pretty fast. If you notice a friend that's kind of inappropriate, boy, you're jumping on that. Language that is inappropriate, we're all about correcting that and getting to bed on time. And parents do affix importance to these types of things. And what we've got to do is make sure that parents understand that the eating and exercise is just as important if you want to have a healthy child who will transition into adulthood as a productive member of society. And parents just don't think it's important. They think that they don't see the connection between these eating habits and health problems, and they don't see their kids at risk.
They miss the whole thing. All right, check out Pam Popper's website, wellnessforum.com, for more of the same reinforcement into trying to do things the right way. Pam is here on Good Day at 21 after the hour.
You've heard a lot lately about zeolite, but what is it and why do you need it? Zeolite is a beautiful, complex, crystalline structure that encapsulates radiation and odors. Zeo King Zeolite naturally eliminates radiation poisoning your body may pick up from x-rays, security scanners, or nuclear fallout. Zeo King flushes environmental toxins absorbed from smoke, cell phones, and chemicals, so it detoxifies heavy metals including mercury, lead, and cadmium. Zeo King Zeolite helps boost your immune system, allowing your body to balance itself and cut off food supply to cancer and parasites. Order your Zeo King Zeolite now from ZeoKing.com for only $39.99 and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit ZeoKing.com, that's Z-E-O-King.com, for natural elimination of radiation poisoning.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Probably going to date me. It's all right.
I date myself all the time.
Yes.
I find I'm the best date I usually have.
Really?
Totally.
The theme from the television show Cheyenne, which was a big hit for, I think, 7 or 8 years, those Warner Brothers westerns in the 60s. Cheyenne, Lawman, The Mavericks. That's where Brett Garner.
Brett Favre.
James Garner got his start as a Maverick, and he was paid $400 a week to star in that television show. For 4 years he did it, and then he left. But that's what these guys got when they get started. That was the contract players, $400 or $500 a week. That was it. Cheyenne. Crank it up, Richie. Cheyenne. Okay. Clint Walker.
Happy Check Memorial please. Day, everybody.
The reason we were playing that is because we're looking at the birthdays for today. Stop your laughing, Jennifer. Clint Walker is 84 today, and he was the fellow that starred as Cheyenne. Next up on the list of happy birthday celebrants, it's Lenny Davidson, keyboardist with the Dave Clark 5, Richie.
That's right.
Bits and Pieces. Keir Dulay, born this date 1936, so he would be, what would he be, 75 today. Remember him from, maybe you don't, 2001, A Space Odyssey?
Oh, okay.
One of the weirdest flicks ever, in my opinion. Anyway, happy birthday to Topper Hedden, excuse me, drummer for The Clash.
Darling, you've got to let
me
know.
Yeah, I like
should I stay or should I go? If you say that you are mine.
A lot of English rockers up on the list today, Richie.
Some good punk stuff here.
Yeah.
So you've got to
let's
let
see
me
here.
Know. Should I stay or should I go?
Gail Sayers, a Football Hall of Famer's birthday today. This date 1943. So does that make him 67, 68 today? Mm-hmm. Marie Fredriksson from Roxette.
I love Roxette.
53. Very interesting message in this. These are two singers, Roxette. She's one of them. One of their albums, Dress for Success. You've heard that too. This is maybe their best song, though, isn't it?
No, there was
most recognizable.
Lay a Whisper on My Pillow.
Yeah.
In the Window.
Yeah.
That was their biggest hit, yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Jennifer.
Sure, no problem. I'll sing anytime.
Ted McGinley, who is Jefferson on Married with Children.
Oh, yeah,
this is going to set you back. He's 54 today.
Remember him on Happy Days?
Yeah. Yeah. Roger.
Yeah, it's going to set us back a little bit. And then it's Christina Claire Cuminella's birthday today. She has a sister named Ashley Simonella. Did I say Cuminella or Simonella? Simonella. Do you know who her sister Ashley is?
Ashley
Simonella. Is Ashley Judd. And
is it her birthday today?
No, it's Winona's birthday.
Winona,
today.
Okay.
Winona Simonella. Why did they change the name to Judd? Where did that? What brought that up?
How'd they get Judd? Okay, I got changing the name, but how do you get Judd?
Out of Simonella.
Yeah.
I don't know. Grammy Award-winning singer with her mother in the group The Judds. Maybe her mother was married to somebody else and her name was Judd. Anybody know how this came about? 800-510-8255. That'll be the 2020 trivia question. All right. How did the Judds become the Judds when their real name is Simonella?
Maybe because they had nice jugs and then they didn't want to be so vulgar.
Judds?
So they just went to Judd instead.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think Ashley's got nice Judds.
At any rate, yeah, they all do.
Now, 800-510-8255, 28 after the hour on Good Day.
Which brings us to the final round. If you are what you eat, then what am I?
Pasta puttanesca.
Correct. Mary had a little lamb. What was its name?
Lamar.
Correct.
Thank you.
What can you now watch instantly with Netflix?
Oh, unlimited TV episodes?
Correct.
Oh, I don't...
Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
It's Macy's Memorial Day mattress sale. Take an extra 10% off already reduced mattresses from Sealy, Simmons, Serta, and Stearns & Foster. Get a Simmons Firm Queen 2-piece set for $329. Or a Sealy Firm Queen 2-piece set just $499. And get free mattress delivery with a minimum purchase of $799. Shop our stores, go to Macy's.com, or call 1-800-MACY-BED. Macy's Memorial Day mattress sale. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. All right, you've seen it, and I've experienced it. The moment your plane touches the ground, everybody takes out their cell phones. So is it fact or fiction that a cell phone can actually interfere with a plane's navigation system? Well, contrary to popular belief, it's not the FAA, but the Federal Communications Commission that has banned the use of cell phones on domestic flights. While it is not a direct safety issue, the real concern with cell phones is potential interference to wireless networks on the ground. Tests conducted by NASA and other organizations have absolutely failed to come up with any conclusive evidence that links mobile phones with instrument problems on the plane. But even if the FCC lifts its ban, the FAA still wouldn't allow the use of all wireless devices like iPods or portable DVD players. That would require each carrier to show where there'd be no interference from a specific phone model on each type of aircraft. Hey, don't count on that happening anytime soon. For more information, visit PeterGreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the Travel Detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part? This $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Like a child in some respects.
How so?
Maybe in many respects.
I mean, how so more than the obvious?
Well, I'm making one of those soft, Metafast soft serves.
Yeah.
And for change, I'm following the recipe on the...
Oh, good. So you're not adding ice cream to it?
No, I'm not doing that. So I put the ice in the grinder.
Yeah.
You have to do that when you make the smoothies.
Yeah, the blender?
Yeah. Yeah, right. And I decided I wanted to see what it was like if I didn't put the top...
I can
Why
tell you what it's going to be like.
Why do they give you a top if you're, you know?
And how much of a mess?
Yeah, pretty messy.
Yeah.
Ice chips everywhere. But it was fun to watch for a minute.
Yeah, I'm sure it was fun to watch for us, like crazy.
I was going to maybe take, I'm trying to figure out how to use the video on my phone. So this is, today has been phone day, amongst other things. Memorial Day, yes it is. And we are spending a lot of time talking about veterans and what Decoration Day is all about, for sure. But, you know, there's the usual distractions here and there. Jennifer Horn on the air with me. Rich McFadden at controls in our studio in Washington. Happy to be here live, as usual, on all the holidays. And the thing that we're sort of working on right now has nothing to do with Memorial Day. We are trying to figure out how the judge, Ashley, Winona, and Naomi, became the judge. When their family name is Ciminella, C-I-M-I-N-E-L-L-A, how did the name
come even close
to be? Nobody seems to be able to figure it out yet. They all have it together, even though there was certainly separation between Ashley and her sister and her mother. Apparently they've reconciled, but they have the name, and I have not figured out, honestly, where it is. I don't know the answer. I'm figuring you're going to come up with an answer that makes sense. And we'll give you a swell Doug Steffen prize for your work. 800-510-8255 if you can figure out where the Judds took that name. Why are they them instead of the Ciminellas? Winona Ciminella. Interesting.
Yeah.
Naomi Ciminella. Ashley Ciminella. Why did they become the Judds? Okay, so... Anyway, we're looking...
The mom was married several times. I wonder if
she's been married. Yeah, I think she's been married three or four times, as a matter of fact. After a couple of times, why don't you just give up? Would better be
just become Naomi.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, I'm trying to learn how to use my phone earlier today. We've had actually some pretty interesting suggestions because I just said in an offhanded way, I don't know how to use the punctuation on my Samsung flip phone. And Jennifer's tried to teach me where it is. However, I'm not following well because it isn't obvious. So as I've been doing this, I've also been trying to figure out what some of these other things are here and how to, for example, take the make the camera work. So I start the camera. All right, so there I'm taking pictures of things in the studio. Does it go on, or do you have to hit OK for the camera to start? No, I see what it does.
You would have to hit a start and a stop,
a
yes.
A picture, but it says OK. This OK is the start and the stop. And now you would send this to someone. Is it that easy?
Could be.
Can you...
The sending it is probably the harder part.
Starting the camera. All right, so I'm taking pictures of what's in the studio just for the heck of it. Now, I would stop that. I know you're laughing at me, Richie, and it's okay.
This is riveting,
yeah.
Really.
Yeah,
is it really?
Great stuff.
Happy Memorial Day, everybody.
No, really, it's
what
not.
Are you doing is today? It? This is my hell.
Yeah. That's just you. All right, so never mind. You can't even help me get it to the point where I can find the...
exclamation point?
Sure
we can. I just don't what? Want to. It's much more fun to watch you try and go through it yourself. Right.
Well, I thought it was the one, because he has the flip.
No,
one.
It's
am
not
I
the
right?
One.
Close, at least, Rich?
No. That one calls voicemail. That's all that does.
Oh. Well?
Hmm?
Rich isn't speaking to us.
Well, no, because he's trying to talk to people who are calling
whatever.
Us at 800-510-8255 to figure out how the Judds got their name from their original name, the Simonella family. And so that's a little bit, that's of value somewhat. The story at DougStephan.com today, for those of you who are worried about risking aggressive, passive behavior from your child. For example, my given name is Dudley. Mm-hmm. And that caused a lot of trouble for me when I was a kid. I was a dud and other things. I'm sure psychologically it's
fun of you.
Made, right. It's taken its toll on me as a human being. And unfortunately, Jennifer, you get it. Richie doesn't. Richie is hard and cruel. He has no idea what I've gone through in my life.
Yeah.
I understand.
Being named.
Name
yeah.
is the very
growing up,
thing.
Try growing up Richard.
Richard.
Yeah, you know what the other name for
you
that one is.
Yeah, we do,
hello,
Richard.
Hello, my name was Jennifer Horn.
Horn.
I think I have you
how
all
about, wait a minute. How about and this is your name? Dick Horn.
There you go. And McFadden. McFathead.
Yeah,
you got it all. Let me tell you something. I'm not breaking out any violins for you, Dudley, because every kid goes through it. Somehow or another, you can butcher every kid's name to make fun of them.
Well, there's a way of letting your unborn fetus choose its own name. There's an app for that.
Ah.
And if you check it out, the website is DougStephan.com. You'll find out how to make this work. It's a built-in accelerometer, which detects what your child has feeds. But you can use names and then determine what the child thinks of those names by this this feedback meter. A tick is probably, you know, okay, do you like Dudley? Ah! My kid's going to pick his own name. Maybe it's better if you read it and understand it for yourself. All right, how's that? I mean, you know what I'm talking
about.
What
about those people that are raising their kid with no gender? Did you see that?
I did see that. That's good. Give me a break on that one.
I don't even think it has a name, does it?
I don't know. Let's get from Neil, who's in Zanesville, Ohio. Do you know Jerry Combs, Neil?
No, I don't.
Don't. Look him up.
Find
him. Yeah, he went to school with me in Heidelberg. He's a character and a half. His wife's name is Sandy. When you look him up, tell him you were listening to me on the radio, okay?
Okay. Good deal.
So, Neil, how did the Judds become the Judds? You have that figured out for us, do you?
Yeah, actually, Naomi was born a Judd. Okay, her name's Diana. Okay, originally, and she changed it in the early 70s to Naomi.
Right.
In the late 60s, she married a guy named Michael Simonella and had Winona.
Right.
Okay. And so after they divorced in 72, she just took Winona and changed her name back to Judd. She didn't want nothing to do with this.
So Naomi, her maiden name was Judd.
Right.
Is that what you're saying?
Right. Her birth name is...
birth name is Judd.
Diana Judd, yes.
Got it.
That's
Diana
cool.
Judd.
Yeah,
okay.
Now we know.
Yeah. So the kids obviously kept the name because Ashley is known as Ashley Judd, too.
Right. So they didn't want nothing to do after she divorced that Seminole guy. He's just like, just want to get as far away from that name as possible, and they went back to their right name. So.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you've answered the question. We didn't figure it out. You did, so you got a swell Doug Steffen prize. How's that? Let me see if Mary has something to say. Mary seems to want to speak to us in Sharon Springs. Hi.
Hi. Good morning. Happy Memorial Day to you.
And you as well, Mary. Thank you for that wish.
Thank you.
Yep.
Well, you remember years ago in Laughing, they had Flip Wilson. Here comes the judge. Here comes the judge. Well, how about here comes the judge? Here comes the judge.
Here comes the judge. Here comes the judge. Well, you know what's going to happen. They'll change the D's for G's, and then it goes all downhill from there.
They might change to duds, too.
Don't get too carried away there, Mary. All right, hold on a second, Neil. We'll take good care of you. That's very funny. Here come the duds. Here come the duds. Oh, we could make it Doug's. Here come the Doug's. Here come the. Notice how you're when you say "Here come the duds," your voice goes down. Here come the Doug's, your voice goes up. Anyway, if you want to visit the website where you can figure out how to help your child choose his or her name, if you want to, the website's connected to DougSteffen.com. Check out the From Today show. Meanwhile, we have Facebook working. We've asked you to tell us your plans for Memorial Day. What are you doing? That's interesting. The video of the day celebrates this all. This is great material there. Last week, we were asking, and it's interesting what we got for response. Have you ever tried to get out of a ticket? That was something we had cooking last week. We had some pretty interesting responses to that. Don't forget all of the things that are there that you can connect to, including Roberta's Deals and the Queen of Cheap Box. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is prominent at DougSteffen.com as well, and he'll prove his prominence and his value for us in a moment as we check our daily dose of important medical information. That's up next here on this Memorial Day.
Find your magic at Macy's Memorial Day sale. Take an extra 10% off all furniture purchases, like a leather sofa for just $999. Or a three-piece leather power reclining sectional, only $3,999. Save on a three-piece queen bedroom set for just $1,999. And a seven-piece outdoor dining set with bonus umbrella for $1,699. Take an extra 10% off all furniture at Macy's Memorial Day sale. Exclusive applies in store for details.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, getting the brands you want doesn't have to mean worrying about a big credit card bill.
Man, I hate worrying. Gives me the hives.
Yeah. Anyways, at Rent-A-Center, you don't even need a credit card. And if you ever need to bring it back and stop paying, well, you can. So you never have to worry.
Hey, the hives are going away, brother.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, rent-to-own 50-inch LG plasmas for a special price, worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free, over 15 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in HBO and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-696-2921. That's 800-696-2921. Again, 800-696-2921.
Find your magic at Macy's Memorial Day sale. Take an extra 10% off all furniture purchases, like a leather sofa for just $999. Or a three-piece leather power reclining sectional, only $3,999. Save on a three-piece queen bedroom set for just $1,999. And a seven-piece outdoor dining set with bonus umbrella for $1,699. Take an extra 10% off all furniture at Macy's Memorial Day sale. Exclusive applies in store for details.
Our day starts very early at the USO. We support the troops at more than 130 centers in airports and other locations around the world. We have regularly scheduled deployments that come through, but things rarely run on schedule, so we have a lot of surprises. We have birthdays, we have family reunions, we even had a wedding here once. But whatever comes up, travel arrangements, emails back home, or just a place to relax for a while, we'll do our very best to see they get what they need. It's the least we can do, considering what they do for us. If you want to make a difference in the life of someone serving our country, if you really want to make a difference, the USO is how it's done. Help us help them. The USO depends on the generosity of the American people, people just like you. To find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO, until everyone comes home.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus, the medical expert on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, is here, brought to us by the folks who are responsible for taking the blood information that you have and dissecting it so that you know what you should be eating, supplements you ought to be taking, et cetera, et cetera. A way to save money and save your health, the Body Bio Report. All you have to do is go to bodybioreport.com to register for your report. Ken's had it done. I've had it done. Some of the people on the staff have had their blood. Do people confuse this, Ken, do you think, with blood markers? There are some things that we look at the blood and you know that this particular mark means this. This is something completely different because it really deals with energy and food, right?
Well, you're right. This is very easy to get confused. What it actually is just additional information that we can get out of the normal blood test that we all get at least once a year so we can determine what supplements you need or don't need based on some good measurements, not on guesswork.
Yeah, and there are a lot of people who are very interested now as they hear more about this and getting it done. It makes good sense. BodyBioReport.com. Purchase a blood test from them if you want. Well, you go to your doctor's office, get your blood work there as part of your annual physical. This is evidence-based, safe, natural info that'll absolutely steer you toward much better health. As I say, Dr. Ken and I have both done it. Results amazing. So do yourself a favor. Go online right now. Log on to bodybioreport.com. That's bodybioreport.com. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, trained medical scientist, practicing cardiology down in Florida for 20-some-odd years. He's been involved in all kinds of things that are about your physiology, if you will. I've always liked that word, physiology. Let's deal with some of the things that are important today, like the discovery of ultra-bad cholesterol. How could things be worse than the LDL? This is worse than LDL?
Well, yes, this is a bad form of the bad cholesterol, LDL. This is out of the medical journal Diabetes this week, Doug, and there are people who have cholesterol. It's not so bad. They get heart attacks. This may be why it's a new ultra-bad form of the bad cholesterol, LDL, and it's been discovered in people who are at high risk for heart disease. It's especially common in diabetics, and it may be why diabetics, especially type 2, who take metformin, and those of you who have type 2 diabetes, you know about metformin, provide additional benefit not only for lowering your blood sugar, but for lowering your risk of getting heart attacks because it helps to lower the risk of getting this bad form of cholesterol.
So what? How is it going to be tracked? How would we know when we get a blood test? Is it said ultra? Does it say next to the test ultra bad instead of just LDL and HDL?
Well, as usual, the labs we all go to have not yet caught up with the science, and hopefully in the next year or so they will.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that science has taught us or is teaching us, salt, MSG. Are MSG and salt the same thing?
No.
All right. So monosodium glutamate, which is, we all think, in Chinese food, is bad, according to the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, because
it now has been linked to weight gain. And we're not sure why, whether it just makes the food taste better and we eat more of it. But we don't think it's that simple because people who have the same caloric intake who ate the MSG gain more weight. We think it affects the hormones in the body that affect our appetite and make us stop eating.
All right. So what then is MSG? If it's not salt, then what is it?
It's monosodium glutamate as opposed to sodium chloride. It's similar but not quite the same, but we all know where we get it. We all know that how to prevent it.
Yeah. Don't go to the Chinese restaurant.
Well, I'm not saying that. Just ask them to keep it off. And this is common. It's become a source of other symptoms for some people. So it's a customary thing that people will keep off if you ask them when they're preparing your food.
Ken, one of Ken's favorite expressions is take one from column A and two from column B. So there it is. There's the story. Dr. Ken Kronhaus with medical info.
Happy Memorial Day.
You'll hear it only here on Good Day.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's UTOPIA Silver, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Terms of use.
Known as the, they often call the march march on the Bridge on the River Kwai theme or whatever it is, but it's actually officially called the Colonel Bogey March, which is from the Bridge on the River Kwai. Perhaps one of the great war movies, interestingly enough, Chucker, of all time. A lot of great war movies. You've been to see a lot of them. What do you think, in your experience, is the best war movie ever produced?
Well, for me, my personal favorite has always been the 1963 movie, The Great Escape, with Steve McQueen. Yeah. I love that movie.
Yeah, James Garner in it as well. We were talking about James Garner a few minutes ago. Acknowledged that Clint Walker, who's the star of Cheyenne and some of these other Warner Brothers stars, started working for $400 a week as the stars of these shows, and Maverick left, and it was just about, I don't think it was 63, was it 73? When was that? The Great Escape came after Garner got out of being Maverick. I think 63 was too early. I could be wrong, but...
I think the movie was produced in 1963, and that's
really?
I know that. Yeah.
Okay.
What's interesting about The Great Escape, when you watch the DVD extras on the commentary, you know, Charles Bronson was one of the stars.
Yes.
And an English actor, David McKellen, was in the movie, and at the time he was married to Jill Ireland, and Charles Bronson, upon meeting him, said, "I like your wife, I'm going to marry her."
Yeah.
A year later, Charles Bronson married her.
David McCallum of
NCIS.
Thank you, that too.
No problem.
And he was Ilya Kuryakin in The Man from U.N.C.L.E. That's the actor we're talking about.
That's right. That's right.
All right, so in a moment, Chucker, you'll do us the survey. Is it too early to have box office totals? We need to wait for tomorrow because the weekend really isn't over yet.
I'll have a little snippet of what happened and then some movie news.
Movie news coming right up here on Good Day.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Sam from Provo writes, how come a slim chance and a fat chance mean the same thing, but a wise man and a wise guy are opposites?
Oh, it's a peculiar mystery indeed. Sort of like how Geico's website is geico.com, not geico.ridiculouslysimplesavings or geico.payyourbill from the comfort of your computer. Both those names would make a lot more sense.
Wow, you are a wise man, Gecko man.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, getting the brands you want doesn't have to mean worrying about a big credit card bill.
Man, I hate worrying. Gives me the hives.
Yeah. Anyways, at Rent-A-Center, you don't even need a credit card. And if you ever need to bring it back and stop paying, well, you can. So you never have to worry.
Hey, the hives are going away, brother.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, rent-to-own 50-inch LG plasmas for a special price, worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
If you've never experienced gelling with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles,
you've never walked all the way to work on top of cushy throw pillows,
or worked a jackhammer while standing in a field of beautiful daisies.
That's because gelling does more than change the way you feel. It changes your state of mind.
So I can teach my class
while enjoying the soft white sand under my feet.
Experience all-day outrageous comfort for yourself with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. Are you gelling?
I'm glad I have feet.
All right, Chucker, what do we have movie news-wise, pal?
It was a big Memorial Day weekend at the box office. Just a couple of snippets. The Hangover 2 projected $138 million five-day opening. Film hit theaters on Thursday. That's the biggest opening ever for an R-rated film. And Kung Fu Panda on pace to do about 68. The Kung Fu Panda 2 actually on pace to do about $68 million in business in 5 days. Some brief casting news. Actress Shannon Elizabeth, who appeared on Dancing with the Stars a few years ago. Last original cast member to sign on to American Reunion, which is the fourth installment in the very popular comedy series American Pie. They got the entire original cast back for this installment. And actor Matthew Modine, who goes back to Vision Quest days, added to the cast of The Dark Knight Rises, the new Batman film, which is currently filming. And I know a lot of people are looking forward to the Warner Brothers' Green Lantern, especially on the internet, but the use of CGI, to me, seems extensive. Even Ryan Reynolds' costume does.
Yeah, looked like a little much in the previous. Chuck!